Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. A little cleanup here. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. Look, as I keep telling you, social media has made it almost impossible for us to make money online anymore. We used to get a tidy little sum between YouTube. And by the way, if you look at my YouTube channel, long gone, not to be found again. I'm tired of fighting those people. And, you can head up to the website and watch the videos are up there. You can get the old videos, the new videos, the live videos. It's all there. But there's also a button on the website. We can donate a few bucks. Skip a cup of coffee. They're that really expensive place who hate you anyway. Yeah, you don't have to buy coffee for them. I'm telling you. Seriously. And, you know, throw the $5 our way. When I say our way, I mean there are other commentators out there I hope you're listening to. There are other commentators out there that are giving you real information, and you need to support. You need to help support us. And again, as I said earlier, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe. Can't make it any easier. Promo code Joe. And then that way there, honestly and really, I make a few bucks. He keeps his people working. And you get to buy the pillowcases, the sheets, the whatever, anything. Made here in America. There's nothing wrong with that. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's bring her in. And she, yeah, I mean, what's that look on your face for? Sonya,
because you just answered a question that I wrote down over the break. I need to buy two more pillows, but I didn't know what your code was, so I was going to ask you. But you just answered
Joe,
that question.
Joe, I can't make it no easier. Joe.
You can't make it no easier. What are you gonna do? It's just. But now I'm gonna. I have three different pillows on my bed. One of them is a My Pillow, and I have to tell you, as I'm juggling those pillows in the middle of the night, I can tell which one is the My Pillow. It's cool. It's always cool. I got one that's too soft, so now I'm gonna get. I think I'm gonna get a medium and a more firmer one.
Yeah.
Just see the difference. But,
The thing I like the most about my pillow here, we sound like a long version of an ad, but the thing I like most about the pillow is whatever he has in there. It helps keep my I had one of those heads that really sweats a lot on a regular pillow in the summertime. And the air is allowed to move through the pillow, so I stay cool.
I don't know how that happens, but it's cool. Yeah.
Well, think about it. It took an ex coke addict to make that happen.
There you go. There you go.
That's why they hate him, too. Think about something. He believes in God. He relies on God. He was a drug addict. They came out of it, made good, and he's got people working.
No, they hate all that stuff. But they promote drugs like crazy. So then when I read, then if you read the comments by leftists on, on anything he does, they go, oh, he's a drug addict. I'm like, but that's the lifestyle that you promote.
Yeah,
you try
right?
to help people out of it. They are some twisted, scary, sad, angry people.
Yep. No, it is. It is. Again, I say to you, it's kind of crazy the roads that go down with this stuff. It just floors me to no end to think about, you know, where they're coming from with this.
Yeah.
But you know, we were talking about, and I want to finish up with, because I think there's something there. Look, a lot of the, how do I put this? A lot of these innocent, you know, suburban white mothers are sitting there, and they read these things from Gascon. They look at that bill that came into the state here in California, and they go, well, you know what? If those black kids really feel bad that there's police officers, you know, and, you know, we've heard how they've been targeted. They've targeted the black community before. So, yeah, maybe those, you know, black, I mean, maybe those officers shouldn't be on high school campuses. And you're thinking to myself, my God, would you please get informed? Would you please find out what these officers do before you decide they're not needed?
If they are willing to sacrifice their children for white guilt, let them. I'm sorry, you just have to cut to the chase. If you are too scared to stand up for what makes common sense when your children are at risk because you're afraid of what you might be called, then there you go. Put them in harm's way.
No, I'm with you.
White guilt has never done me any good, and it hasn't done any black kids any good. Listen, there was a shooter recently, if not today, that went into a hospital. Where do I want to say that?
That was today.
Yeah. They rarely talk about it, and they rarely mention it because it's a black dude, and he shot at a black doctor. And you know that when that doesn't hit the news as much as a white kid who they can maybe say, you know, is a racist or this or that, or a Trumpster, because that always happens too, is they always say it's a, you know, a white supremacist Trump believer. And then then a week later, page 5 on the bottom in the corner in the dark, they have to retract that. But nobody sees it by then because in their heads, it's always a white supremacist, you know. But, they're not doing black men, black people, any favors by squashing our crimes. Listen, more crimes happen in Chicago on a weekend than anywhere. So they're clearly not doing us any favors by not making that a national crisis.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You look at this whole gun conversation. Nobody actually looks at the numbers. When you look at the numbers from the gun conversation, that we're going to talk about after the break, because we have to go to commercial. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
I can never get your second hour when I'm on.
Refresh.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, over the place. That's the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Yeah, and then get engaged. I mean, seriously, this is craziness. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. And I can't show this to you, but I picture this. It's a gay pride parade. Mm. And I guess next week will be the heterosexual pride parade. Gay pride parade. And they have these, I assume, men, because they don't have shirts on. And they look like men. And they have doggy masks on. They're walking around like little doggies on leashes. These are grown men, you know, with their butts way in the air. And there's a little girl with a pride flag in her hand, and she's kind of stroking their back or their shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, what is prideful about this? How does this become a pride parade? And listen,
They're on leashes. Right? I mean, seriously? This is prideful?
But they take pride in different things. They're godless. So, like, if you saw a demon parade, you would probably not understand a demon pride parade. They would do some really out there stuff that you wouldn't understand. And that's what you're looking at. To me, seeing a child involved in any of that madness is child abuse. And I would want to sweep up a child like that and take her away or him away and and minister to it or at least love it properly. But these parents think that there is pride in exposing their children to that sort of thing. It's very sad. And it's sad that we can't say it's sad without being demonized. With it. But, you know, I mean, what is it in the Bible that says things that are going to be are good will be called bad and bad will be called good?
Oh, in Revelation, it says we'll come to that day where right will be wrong
and
will be right.
Exactly that's exactly where it should
men,
be.
Men will
in
give
Revelation.
In to their own pride and their own lust. God won't matter anymore.
Yep. And God, I think before that, it says God will hand them over to their own devious minds.
Yep.
So there we go, and we watched the game.
So apparently, Meghan, it was a Meghan Markle, and the Queen had her 70th anniversary, mm-hmm. something or other. Not that I care, mm-hmm. but Jubilee, yeah. That was it. Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Jubilee.
But I guess she was booed. Her and Harry were booed, or something like that.
In England?
Yes, in England.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe they're all racist. I wonder if they're all about
right.
racist.
She looks about as black as, I don't know, you know. White
I don't
white.
Know. Oh, and no. We can always tell. Black people can always tell because before they were even saying this girl was black, I was looking at the pictures going, do they know that she's black? We always know. We can always peep each other out, you know. But I don't know anything about royalty. I don't like any of that.
What do you think? That's a good question, because you're into all that Hollywood garbage movies and stuff. There's an obsession with celebrities, number one. It's the same obsession that there is with the royals. And the funny thing about this, let's just think this through. Bear with me for a second. Think this through. We fought them. We fought the king and queen. We fought England to get away from them, and somehow we're enamored by them.
I think I don't know about we're enamored with them. I don't know two people that know anything about them. I think sparked.
When Princess Di died years ago, I had four women on my project team was made up of four women. And one of the women was so devastated she couldn't work for 2 weeks.
Well, I think that had not so much to do with royalty. Is with Di, she was an outcast. Remember? She was an underdog. And she helped black people, poor people, Africans. So I think that she won the hearts and minds of many people. I don't think it so much had to do with royalty. In fact, the royal family didn't like her. So I think that she had that sort of thing that we love in American movies, is that the underdog, and the women have, is that they want to be a princess. You know, I know that's politically incorrect to say, but, you know, we have that thing in the back of our heads that we want to be Cinderella or Snow White or whatever. And here's this woman comes out of nowhere and she marries the prince. And not only does she marry the prince, but they don't like her because she's so down to earth. She's so much like us. And then they don't like her. And then she still, no matter what, she goes on and does wonderful things across in the world. And then she dies so tragically. So I think that has more to do with it than us just, like, totally getting into royalty. Because I don't think anybody,
I'm always, this stuff always intrigues me. And I'm not one of those people. I don't go gooey. I've run into some pretty big stars, and it's kind of like, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
They put their pants on the same way I do. They have to flush the toilet. Unless they have a lot of money, they'll have their people come in and flush the toilet and wipe their backside.
But other than that, but I was an electrical contractor 100 years ago. I was in all their homes, all of them, including Michael Douglas's home, you know? And it's like, okay, you know, you're a great actor, loved your movies. Okay, will that be check, charge, or cash? I mean, how's that going to work?
Right.
Yeah. My services.
Yeah, and if you're going to be professional, I don't think that you really do care about those people. And I'm always uncomfortable around people who are starstruck. I mean, I think that that's very, very weird. And there's very few stars, and I've met a lot of them, who I'd want to have a cup of coffee with. And I have to say, out of all the celebrities that I have or have not met, Trump is probably, and he was not my favorite in the beginning, but he's the one person who stands out with me that I would love to sit and have a, he doesn't drink, but I'd have a beer, he'd have a coffee or whatever he drinks. But what a personable guy he seems like. You know, he seems like somebody that you just wouldn't mind spending a half an hour with, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any, maybe, you probably laugh at me. Maybe Denzel Washington. I'd like to see if he's really the guy he comes off as being.
I wonder. He seems like somebody who would force himself to have to sit there. I mean, I don't know that. I don't know. I would love to meet him. I mean, certainly because he's so good looking, but. But
here we go again.
But at least he's not. You know, he has enough good points, and he's a patriot to a certain degree. That I think he would be interesting to meet, but I'm not really enamored with a lot of stars.
I've met enough of these people over the years that there are a few that are very down to earth, just like you and me. You could sit there and have a beer with them,
right,
or whatever, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
But most of them are pretentious, and a lot of them are stupid.
True. We're going for a break. I didn't even hear that. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Listen, I dated her.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. That audio courtesy of Fox News. The national average for the price of regular, $4.76 a gallon, which is a nickel higher than it was the day before. That's according to AAA. Nine states are now seeing a statewide average of $5 a gallon or more. David McCormick is bowing out of Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary after failing to close a nearly 1,000-vote gap to celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His concession comes weeks after a contentious contest that ended with each candidate winning 31% of the vote and both campaigns projecting victory once all the ballots were counted. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You know, as I always say, and I don't say it just to hear myself speak, but, you know, if you get involved, you get engaged, you get informed, when you have those conversations with your Democrat friends, your left-leaning friends, then you might, oh God, it'd be a miracle, but you might be able to make some kind of change. At least get them to think. All you got to do is get them to think. Once you, as our friend, Evan Sayed, always says, once they think, they're no longer a Democrat. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the weekend off, and always appreciate her time with me. By the way, Evan will be in town, in our part of town, on the 25th of January. I was going to say January. It's kind of early to put that out there, right?
You really plan ahead, don't you?
Well, I like to because, you know, my calendar gets filled up so fast.
I agree. You know what? I love that idea about, first of all, not being afraid to speak up to your left-leaning or liberal relatives.
Yeah.
Even when you're scared, just give it a try. But I always call it, and I say this when, you know, you minister, you talk to people about God and about Christ, it may not take hold for a while. You're not responsible for the outcome of that in that conversation.
Plant the seed.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I call it seed laying. And I've become very good at, if I can stay out of the, you know, being a control freak and, you know, thinking that I'm losing the battle, it's not, because I've had people come to me later on, years later, and go, I remember when you said to me, and I'm like,
you make, I'm not going to let you get away with that. You make such a difference. You don't even know it because you know the people that I'm dealing with on a daily basis. I've been meeting with a lot more groups and say to me, can we get that lady Sonya back involved? She's so good. And, you know, when she speaks to these issues and she talks about these issues, So
that's nice, and I'm sorry I missed the last one, but I have responsibilities. I think that's another one of our problems on the right is that we have a life. We have commitments. We have church. We have children. We have this and that and the other. And what the left has is politics. They're like so dug
that's
into that.
That's their religion.
That's their religion. Sunday that's their life. They're raison d'etre, if you mind, yeah. if you will. So I wasn't able to go to the last thing that I got sent information for, and I really wish I could. But gosh, I've got my grandson every day, and, and now that I'm going to have to be homeschooling, thanks to them, you know.
Well, the big deal, though, seriously, is that people need to start coming together, helping each other out, and making sure we can do these things. Because, you know, I've had parents come to the school board meetings, encourage them to come, even help them as to how to lay out their message so they're actually heard, if you would.
Right.
But what happens is they give up so easy. They you really can't get through to them that you have to understand it's been decades that this has been going on. So you are not going to turn this around because you showed up three times and you're a crying parent. That's not going to fix it, right?
And because it makes such common sense to us that what they're doing is wrong, we don't, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but it's hard to understand how anybody could dispute what we're saying, how we could go through all that and the crying and the speeches and the being prepared and having the statistics. And at the end of the day, the vote is going, I really hear what you have to say and I very much appreciate it, but I'm going to vote no. And it just goes on down the line and you get very frustrated. But yeah, they do need to understand that they have been at this a very long time. And, you know, I had my grandson home. We were both sick a couple days ago, and I'm sure you guys can hear it in my nose and my throat. But so we did a day of homeschooling, and I taught him about. First of all, he asked now for PragerU. PragerU.
You conditioned that child. Oh my God.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna get you now, or child protection. One of those things.
All I did was expose him, and now he comes to me and goes, "Can we watch a PragerU?" And they have a game show on it, and they have to read. They have a game show on it called Guess or Mess. So if you miss the question, you get a mess. So I have to come up with these different messes around the house that I'm going to do to him if he doesn't guess the right answer. And so he chose to do his study the other day on Ayn Rand, who is a favorite of mine. So here I have this 9-year-old home, and we're studying Ayn Rand and her concepts about individualism as opposed to collectivism. And it was fun.
How old is he?
He's 9.
He's going to be the next Thomas Sowell. You keep this up.
No,
seriously.
Loves,
I mean,
he loves
educate.
It.
They're petrified of education. They're petrified of people like you.
Yep. They would never get Ayn Rand in school at 9. So yeah. And then for his break, he had to do a little report on a chapter, and he was reading a C.S. Lewis book. So you know,
take that kid away from you. I'm telling you.
I know they're gonna confiscate him. They're gonna say this is child abuse.
I don't know. I I'm going to go back to the fact that this you're doing exactly what I've been telling people to do. You've heard me say it for decades. It's like, get with your grandkids. Get with your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Get with your sons and daughters. And speak the truth to them. Tell them truly what some of these terminologies mean and what they are and how to properly push back.
But we didn't know. We didn't know until COVID hit. I mean, God, there's always a God blessing in everything, you know, and COVID pulled the wool over people's eyes, pulled the scales off of people's eyes. We thought our children were being educated in school, and I knew that they weren't, but a lot of people, that was their first time seeing either academically these teachers weren't up to snuff, or these teachers were teaching things that were totally opposite of their values, and it caused people to rise up, and now you have this huge movement. So it was terrible, and it is terrible that these children have had to stay home, but it woke up mama bears, papa bears, and we're protecting the baby bears now.
Well, yeah, and I hope they continue it. I've been at this for a long time, and I watch the younger parents, especially now. I don't know if it's a generational thing, if they're not used to fighting like that. Todd Starnes did an interview with a young man out of Boston. I hate to say it, but out of Boston, and he is, you know, he's talking about his generation and what they've been taught to do and what they've been taught not to do, what have you. And ultimately, what he came back to is that we were taught how to play video games. And so we'd rather play these games than go to work. They give us more satisfaction. Now, the funny thing about that is that I had a guy on the show from time to time who talked about drug addictions and addictions as a whole. And he said, you understand that these games stimulate the same pleasure points that drugs stimulate.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He said, take the game away for a week. Force your child not to play for it. Watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at first, the kid's going to be a raving lunatic because it's a drug they're not getting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of these kids, you know, the parents just think, well, it keeps them busy. You know, something happens in their life, it seems to make them happy. You can't keep, what is it, endorphins or whatever it is. They can't keep staying that happy in a high because they're constantly looking for the next high, the next.
And you're talking excitement. You're talking to a game addicted person here. I'm having a war with Verizon. I'm going to say it out loud, and I'm really trying to cut back on my phone usage. Anyway, I am addicted to games, and one of the things that they say, I went to a seminar at my church called Protecting Young Eyes, and one of the points that they say is set the example. Are you on the computer all the time? Are you on your phone playing games all the time? Are you? And I was like, oh, I got to do better at this, and I'm still having problems with it. But yes, this generation, and although we monitor my grandsons, but I'm not setting a great example either. So we do have to be careful about the examples that we set, and that's in all areas. But I am addicted. I get that whole endorphin thing. But they also say about teachers, what teachers have learned is what they learn in college. So the reason they're so leftist and don't have a problem with what
that's
they're
true.
Teaching. Which
is why you grandparents, us grandparents, need to be on it. If we really believe what we say, we believe we need to be on it. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Really, seriously. So I'm going to be right back.
We didn't know what those things were.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. And the only way you do that is you got to get information. You got to pay attention. You got to check on what's going on with your kids. Let me bring them on because I know I can get a blood pressure pump in this last segment. So two things. One is, I was sitting with somebody today, a Democrat. I know that I made them pass out, but they were excited because I guess this is the second year, first or second year, of a full Juneteenth celebration.
Oh, that's coming up. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you get another day. You got a whole month, and now you got a day.
Let me crank up my barbecue.
Aren't you happy? Yeah, I mean, they'll probably have Juneteenth. You know, if we do it the right way, then, you know, all the major department stores will have, you know, Juneteenth sales and the whole nine yards. Although this one they could do, they could, you know, black people get an extra 20% off or something.
But is a holiday that's celebrated because of we were ill-informed. Nobody.
So listen, I think this time we'll never talk to you.
Didn't nobody tell me slavery was over. I mean, how are you going to celebrate that?
I don't know. I want a parade. I'm not lying. I'm not. I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. I want a parade. I want the. I want the Margaret. Do you remember the Pasadena Doodah Parade? You remember that?
The Doodah Parade. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want a Juneteenth parade that shows real history. We're going to have the Margaret Sanger Brigade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
exactly where I'm going to go with this. Okay, I want the KKK brigade, so they're walking with burning crosses with the DNC patch on their uniform.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
And the Margaret Sanger parade can be, you know, dolls attached to an umbilical cord.
Right.
And just,
exactly.
You know, swinging them around with excerpts from her speeches.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, I don't even think there's many Democrats who understand. Like, you just laid that out, but I'm sure there are Democrats listening to that and going, what's he talking about? You know, they don't get it. They're just so ill-informed.
Yeah, I like how you did that. That was good. But you're right. You're exactly right. There are so many, we've dumbed down education so much that these young folks and adults have absolutely no clue as to what I'm talking about. You're exactly right. And the most coveted award that you can win as an elected Democrat is what? Some Margaret Sanger Award.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? We're going to elect her as president. You know, I mean, come on now.
I find it quite scary. I think this is like craziness going somewhere to happen.
I do too. And to me, Juneteenth, and I'll look into it further for you people who are going to write in and say, you don't know what you're talking about, and you are still out and all that. I don't know how that doesn't smack of victimhood once again. I mean, we weren't informed that we had been emancipated, and now we're going to...
You was what?
We was emancipated. Emancipated. it's ridiculous. So why are we celebrating us not being informed? And we could be... To me, that's just say we need to be more informed.
Yeah.
How about that? How about we can see how easily people can slip stuff by.
Better educated. I mean...
We should be better...
You know, it's funny how... Isn't it funny how they were talking about the Republicans wanting to go back to Jim Crow days. And I said to a friend of mine who's a Democrat, you understand that you guys run the education system. In the days of Jim Crow, they didn't want black folks educated. You run the education system, and the ones that are taking the biggest beating when it comes to education is the black community.
Look at what they did to them to us during COVID. It's just, it's not even... I wish this stuff could be funny anymore, but it's just so sad. And again, I go back to saying they don't care anything about black and brown people. Whatever they say is a lie. You know,
well, you are right about that. But can I go back? I had the pleasure again, two moms groups this week, and I had a Joe Messina moment where, as one of the moms was complaining about something, I said, you know, I don't see you anymore.
Mm.
Are you there? Because I don't see you. Now, I'm alone again. You guys came up and you said you were going to fight. You didn't stick with it. I told you you were going to get frustrated, but you couldn't give up. Where are you? Did you leave me alone again? And she looked at me horrified. I just said, you guys don't get this. I've been doing this for 13 years. I've been screaming at you guys for 10 years that we're losing the battle. So, and the Dems are in this. You know, you've been around. They're in this for the long haul.
They are. This is the long walk through the institutions. And
you're familiar with, I guess, this fall at Yale and Vassar and Columbia, Wesleyan. There's a whole bunch of universities.
All the schools I went to. Those are all schools I was accepted into, but I said,
really?
I'm going to Harbor City JC. That's what I said.
So... They're bringing in, you ready for this one?
Mm.
They're going to do a required class called Abolish the Police 101.
Of course they are.
They're teaching students that police and prisons must go because they're racist in their nature.
And if you white people spend your money, good money, to send your kids there, You deserve whatever little twisted children you get from that. You send your children. Well, I don't know that people anymore are sending their kids and are disappointed because their values come. I think that the parents of those kids are at an age where that is their values. So I don't think that they're that disappointed when their kids come back and say, defund the police, hate police. You know, I have all kinds of white guilt because their parents do.
I've had people tell me, tell me that my daughter came back. My God, she's a flaming lunatic. She's a lefty. And go, well, did you check out the college you sent her to, you fool?
Oh, yeah. And anybody who's doing that is throwing up and stupid. Well, you were the one, I think, today who posted a picture of a man who is today's educated male as opposed to a male who learns a trade. And the difference between the two in terms of college debt, what they earn. Yeah, it's completely different.
But well, it is, and we don't teach our kids. It's funny. I actually posted something a couple of weeks ago on my personal webpage, Facebook page, and I had kids. They were inside the engine of a car. You know, they were working on the engine of a car, and they had the front lifted up in the whole nine yards.
Right.
No shirts on, dirty pants, the whole nine yards.
Right.
And there was a picture in the bottom of kids playing video games.
Right.
And I said, this is what we did that built character. I don't know what this does. You know, to the bottom picture,
no,
right?
No, either.
And if you think about it, we were working together. We were working as a team. We ran into problems. We had to overcome those problems. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about going to get a gun and shooting the other guys that were working with me. We worked through the problem together. And they don't do it anymore. They don't work through these issues anymore. The biggest issue they have is they got to reset the Xbox to get their lives back or something.
Well, okay. So I've been listening to a guy who's a pastor. Let's see if I can. His name is Ken Graves, and his big ministry is masculinity.
Oh yeah, like him already.
Love this guy. You got to hear him talk about masculinity, what's been lost, and why we're at such risk. I want to say, oh gosh, there's another guy who comes on Republican or conservative radio who talks about the same thing. What happens when we lose masculinity from our society? And just everything from boys being able to grapple and push themselves past their limits and lift weights and come home sore. And, you know, we have, and I've always wondered about this, is that, you know, in America, we have no real rite of passage other than the Jewish religion. I don't know, and maybe quinceañera for the girls and Latina communities, but I don't know that we have any rites of passage for males. When do you cross that line of going, okay, I put away childish things and I become a man? And what happens now in our society is our men remain boys forever. You know? I mean, you look at stars.
In the 70s, for us, that rite of passage, if you would, it wasn't any one thing. It was you getting a job, saving up money, getting your car, and then
was that an expectation?
Not only was it an expectation, but it was like you were a weenie head if you didn't go to get your license and get your car and be one of the boys. You know what I'm saying? And so you push for it. Now today, you know this. You've heard other people. Even I talk to my sons. It's like nobody pushes to get their boys down anyway. They don't push to get their licenses anymore. The girls do it. The girls drive the boys all around the place.
You don't even have to
drive. Sit in their little Game Boy thing or whatever.
No. I was telling a girlfriend about this.
20 seconds. Go.
Okay. I was telling my girlfriend about this guy I went out with. He's 49 and he lives at home with his dad.
Why did you go out with him?
He was really cute.
Probably better off going out with his dad. He's probably cuter.
I know, huh?
Right? And he's got money, I'm sure.
What happened to our men?
Yeah, well, talk to the left. They demasculinated them. All right, Sonia, have a great rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend.